Yakitomi, voice of the web. The hard money investment portfolio. It appears that the enlightened investor is now more likely to use Bitcoin to diversify their portfolio, rather than physical precious metals held in their possession. Recent price performance and sentiment have all but wiped precious metals off the map, even for the most prudent of value investors. But has anything really changed? Has the case for extreme portfolio insurance been altered by a turnaround in macroeconomic events? We would argue no. From a risk perspective, the relatively high danger of downsides in equities, bonds, and housing has never been higher. Of the trillions of dollars sitting in retirement portfolios and mutual funds, less than 1% is allocated to safety, and even less so to physical safety insurance. Any one of a dizzying array of potential outcomes makes the average portfolio fragile to large downside swings. Whether it be the unforeseen and ignored long-tail events, the so-called black swans, the next taper announcement, a surprise military development, a bail-in, MF Global, China liquidity crisis, or Eurozone defection, all are possible threats. The turnaround moves in bonds and equities began after the lows, but well before full capitulation or the full cleansing had finished. The central banks have simply fought the great deflationary unwind with unsustainable liquidity injection. Boiling frogs. While the worry of overinflation is the last thing on the minds of the institutional investors, the slow loss of purchasing power over time is manifesting itself in the mindset of the culture and in the growth of the welfare state. This puts even more onus on the Treasury to find new buyers to fund these ballooning programs, especially now that our largest creditors are officially pulling back and letting their US bond holdings mature. The crossover from slow inflation to fast-moving money will most likely come from the coffers of the US Treasury, spending to keep an ever-growing portion of the population at bay. At this rate, the average baby boomer will surely see a major shift in their relative purchasing power, and as a result, quality of life. The sudden change in lifestyle will create an eerie political landscape, ripe for radicalism in a time where cool heads will be needed. The alternative is to hold something immune to large shocks. Out from the ashes of the dot-com bubble and first housing bubble, we find ourselves in the midst of now at least three major